Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time to talk about animal encounters.
Mm.
Now, on the show, we do other stories, like we'll do snake stories or we'll do bird stories, bird-related incidents. Can we take bird stories during animal encounters? Do birds count as animals? Or do we want them separate?
We would take them. We would take, but it's got to be like the criteria.
What?
Well, the criteria for a bird-related incident, if we're taking birds, is lower. So this is like, it's got to be a great bird story,
I would say.
Like the bar to entry is a little higher.
What about snake stories?
Yeah. Right. We would take that right now?
Yeah.
We would take a snake?
Any snake?
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you setting him up
really
to do?
I'm really trying.
What if it's a slithery one?
Ooh, I'm a slithery little snake.
There it is.
Yep, there it
I'm
is.
I'm a snake.
This whole thing
I think we need to accept all animals or else you're just really cutting people off here. Yeah.
Well, because there's a story in the news that I didn't know if it would, because it's reptilian. This dude was like trying to make out with a turtle.
What?
So
haven't you guys done that? Gotten drunk and wanted to kiss a turtle?
No.
Oh.
So it's some store that had turtles in a glass tank. Unspecified why they have it. I don't know if they eat them there. It's in China. So I don't know if it's a delicacy there or whatever. The dude was tipsy and he decided to like handle one of the turtles. So he thrust his head into the tank to try to like, ooh, who's your
Come on.
He didn't even reach in, pull it out to kiss it.
No, he said, just put his head down in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever seen a snapping turtle, but those things are, they do like a cat thing. They like go, they let you know that they're not happy.
Oh my God.
Was apparently intoxicated and just went for it anyway. And the turtle was like, ah, like gave him one of the,
It's my favorite sound effect.
Yeah, there you go. So it like bit onto his nose. He came back up out of the tank with a turtle clamped to his mouth. Didn't even get his nose because he was like trying to like get in.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, nobody really wins in that.
The turtle wins. Because nothing bad is going to happen to the turtle. They're going to put him back in the tank. He's got cred, you know?
Yeah.
When
the
turtles, he's like, see what I did there?
I got
you
want
to try to take my food? See what I did when the big head came in here? What do you got? You're just a turtle.
That's true.
So I have geese stories. I don't know if they count.
I have a geese story too.
I don't. Mine is quick. There's one here who just terrorizes me. He knows.
What do you mean?
Yeah, have you
They're
not noticed
so
the
territorial.
Geese?
He never
I hate
lets
them.
Me kiss him.
He's so alone.
I'm so sad.
The geese over here, I park on the other side.
I occasionally park over here. I parked on this other
because
side
because of the geese.
Yes.
Well, no, I didn't. I don't know about
she
these.
She didn't even know about this other side of the building.
I thought they bullied
you. I don't know how to get to this side of the building.
You just drive around. Okay.
Seems too hard.
But this one, I know it's the same one. He'll stand in front of my car and give me that, you know, like when somebody's crossing the street and then they just stop and yes. they give you the like the, hey,
don't
I'm
you
walking
hate.
Here. But this is a goose. And then you just like, hey. And then occasionally does the like,
oh, no, no,
the
no.
The wings
yeah.
back.
And you can't.
Like,
yeah, you can't.
Well, I feel like I could run him over at that point, but there are so many cameras here, and I think I'd get
in
trouble.
And they're protected, aren't they?
By what? For what?
But it's like they know they are. That's yes. exactly, they're like, yeah. what are you going to do?
Yes.
Oh, so you're in your car when this is happening.
No, but now, like, then I parked, and, like, I get out, and he's, like, coming this way. I kind of did that, you know, when you're running up the stairs, if you turn the lights off in the basement, yes. you have to run upstairs.
Yeah.
I did that today coming into work. Because it was like, he's there and he's like, he knows.
I definitely have to like slow my breathing down and tell myself like they can sense fear. Just like walk so, slowly.
Just like a bee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate birds. I hate geese. I hate pigeons. I'm terrified of them.
Pigeons?
Oh, they're so gross. They're flying.
They're gross, but they're not scary.
Rats. Oh, they're in. They have so many. Okay. Oh.
We don't want just geese stories, but mm-hmm. we want to, if you've had an encounter with a bear, a tiger, a lion, oh my, whatever. We want to hear your animal encounter stories at 303-222-5423, or you can text.
We grew up with all kinds of animals in the house.
Uh-huh.
This is not my geese story. Don't worry about that one. But my sister had frogs, and she would have Ooh. To feed them live crickets.
Oh, God. Nope.
And one day, I don't know what happened. It was like the frog case knocked over, and there were live crickets jumping around our entire, like the bedroom side of our house. Yeah, and at the same time we had a hamster. And so then the hamster was in its ball like trying to get the
crickets,
the live crickets. What?
Are you the Doolittles? You got a lot of animals. Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out what is you running a sanctuary? What is going on?
Frogs, crickets, hamsters, bunnies, cats. Then we finally got a dog. We had seahorses at one point.
What?
We had tadpoles that turned into frogs, and one of them died because his leg shot through his stomach. It was really weird.
What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it. My animal encounter was the crickets in my bedroom, though. What? It was awful.
I have to inform her about something. Crickets are bugs. And that's not going to... Yeah, that's a bug-related incident. So.
Yeah.
All right,
and
well,
why are the frogs, why are they so picky? They're like, they must be alive. It's like, dude, you get what I give
you. Why did
we have frogs at all? Like, you live in this glass case. Shut up about your preferences.
Can I give another quick story?
Sure.
A bison, did it kill the guy?
No.
Just gored him.
Yep.
These are the ones that Aaron lives for. I know we're going to get to TX story in a second, but like, if you're a tourist and you're going to Yellowstone... The bison,
and you're trying
no.
to take a selfie yeah, with a wild mind. Animal.
Yeah.
These kind of
you deserve
we would
it.
Love to talk to you. Like if you're one of these people who've been mm-hmm. gored by a bison at Yellowstone, but like, come on, you had it coming. Like you should know better.
Yeah, send us your pictures though if you got a selfie with them.
Absolutely,
like, I'd want to see
the selfie just before the moment as his like horn is going through your
yeah.
abdomen.
All the ones in that.
Yeah,
in
oh, that yeah. thing, you know? Like so we can make a little picture book and flip through it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You guys
anyway,
are sick.
Hack.
One night I was DJing out, so I was out late, and my pregnant wife at the time was back home.
She
was
that's
pregnant
a person.
She was pregnant at the time.
Okay.
She's still my wife. she texts me and she says, "There's mice in the house." Now I'm just away, so I can't help her. So a couple hours go by, and I finally get home. It's like 3 a.m. And she is up, very pregnant. She has caught a couple of them in red Solo cups. She's like trapped them and got like a book on top of it.
Shut up. Yeah, I was like, the red Solo cup won't hold it. So she had
to. She like weighted it down. So she like pinned them and put some on it. She had the Rambo headband on and stuff.
Shut
she was like,
your
she
mouth.
Was like a different person when I got home. So I had to just catch the one last one. They were all, we cornered
and
it.
And then what?
Yeah, what'd you do with them?
You had to kill them.
No, I took them outside. I kind of threw them over the fence.
Wait,
into the field.
So you slid
but
something under the red
in?
Solo cup.
So there's just a lot of construction going on. And so it's
and
like.
And it scares them all.
Yeah.
It scares them in, especially. Yeah, it scares
I
them
into the
warm.
I need to know how she caught them in red Solo cups. Like they
especially
are,
while pregnant.
They're
I
so
been.
Fast.
They are fast.
And yeah. she went into that different mode about like, the baby's not getting sick because
yeah.
there's like
wow.
mice in the house. So we got to take care of it. Yeah. And she, I got home. She's like, about time. You got here. Sorry.
All right. Well, if you've got an incident that involves an animal and not a bug.
Well, I have a reptile.
It's all right. We'll get to her riveting reptile story. But we want to hear your animal encounters as well. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your animal encounter stories. These are stories where you had some sort of encounter with an animal.
Yeah.
And Erica's first swing, she's like, I got a goose story, but this other one's better.
Crickets. And
then she told a cricket story. So we're going to give you a chance to redeem yourself with a reptile story.
Okay. Well, one day I was living with a roommate. I was in the shower, a very vulnerable place to be. I open up the shower curtain, go to grab my towel, and on it is a lizard.
Why?
And that, I don't know. I do not know how this lizard got into our home and into our bathroom.
It's not a pet lizard?
No!
It's like don't live in Florida?
Lizard. I didn't live in Florida. I was living in LA at the time. And I screamed.
Oh,
like, I can't even redo it in the studio or you won't be able to hear again. We ended up having to quarantine or block off the lizard because it got to the kitchen. And we had to block it in there. And then we had to hockey shoot it with a broom out the door.
Why didn't you catch it in Tupperware?
I'm not going to touch it with my hands.
I didn't say your hands. I said Tupperware.
Oh, well, that's what we did. And then we hockey shot it out the door.
Why did you need to hockey shoot
it?
You
just so violent.
We weren't touching it.
No!
Okay. Okay. That was definitely better than crickets.
Okay.
Scott?
Yay.
Animal encounter. What happened to you?
Actually, it was my brother. He had a pet hermit crab.
Oh, we had those too.
They're nocturnal, so I don't know why he even had it out, but we're watching TV, sitting on the floor, leaned up against the couch, hermit crab sitting next to him, and he just had his hands kind of planted on the floor. And next thing I know, he screams and he flips his arm out, and the hermit crab goes flying across the room, and I said, what happened? He goes, the damn thing just pinched my thumb, and it left this blood blister on him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but he's just having it watched a movie with him?
He thought he would enjoy it.
Like, I don't, what? They can't see like that.
Well, my sister had hermit crabs.
He would do that. He would do that. The claw would come out. He would crush up little pebbles of rock and just crush it.
Were you watching The Little Mermaid? What's a hermit crab's choice?
Yeah, right? He's looking for food.
Marcel the Shell?
Okay.
With shoes on.
Yes.
Oh my God. Thank you. Your family had that too?
Yeah.
Can we just spend a show unpacking the layers that makes you you?
Yeah. Your family had crabs?
Wow.
Watch yourself.
Ellen?
Yay.
Animal encounter. What do you got?
Well, I had to go out and get something out of the car. Fortunately, it was still daylight, so I could see where I was going. I opened the door between the kitchen and the garage, and there is a dead raccoon at my feet.
A dead raccoon?
Dead raccoon?
Very dead.
What did
How
it...
long had it been since you'd opened that door?
It had been a couple days.
So did you hockey shoot it out of there?
Oh, my gosh.
That's so sad.
I used a shovel and a Rubbermaid container.
Yeah.
And kind of scooped it up.
I could learn a thing or two from Ellen.
Thank you. Fitting. Do you throw Thank it you, in the Ellen. Trash then? Is that's kind yes. of, they're always trying to get in there. And then
yeah, it's their final resting space.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's. I think it's kind of sweet.
No.
It's not. Because then every time you open the lid, there's this little...
kind of giving me the inside out, the bing bong thing. Say hi to the moon for me, that thing.
Don't go back to bing bong.
Ryan.
Yay.
Animal encounter. What happened to you?
So I was mountain biking in Waterton Canyon, and when I was done, it was a really hot day. I started riding out of the canyon, and I was super sweaty. And I saw three bighorn sheep up on the canyon wall ledges, about 50 feet up. So I was just kind of sitting there. I got off my bike, and I was looking at them. And all of a sudden, all three of them just jumped down from the canyon wall ledge, surrounded me.
No.
And I'm just thinking, like, oh, my gosh, what are they going to do? Are they going to headbutt me? And so I just stayed still, and they all started licking me because they craved salt. So one was licking my leg, the other was licking my elbow, and the third one was licking my hand. And these things...
Yeah.
And their tongues, think of like 30 grit sandpaper. Just
All right.
And it hurt.
I'm sorry.
So they could just tell you were sweaty, and they just went after it. All right.
Yeah, they really sense it, and they crave it so much. So, yeah, they just went to town for like 5 minutes on it.
You're selling yourself short. I'm sure they found you. Like, they weren't that desperate. You keep hitting that point.
Thank you, Ryan. Megan?
Hello?
Hello.
Animal encounter.
Well, my story was that we went camping a couple weeks ago, and we woke up to a bear trying to get into our tent, and we had to punch it to make it go away.
What?
You had to punch it? I'm not even mad. That's impressive.
What?
But then it just ran away, and so it was a happy ending.
Was this kind of like, you know how they say if you ever encounter a shark, you to punch it between the eyes? Is that essentially what you did?
Yeah, but it's not that. No. That's what, not that there's, what is it?
Brown lie down, black fight back.
There you go.
Yeah, and a black bear.
So you fought back.
That did it.
Okay, she was bare knuckle brawling.
Oh my god.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. Guys, we don't have time to decide this. Are we go or no go?
Let's go.
Let's try it.
So we're flipping who sings high and who sings low today.
News.
No. No. Look at that.
News.
No.
News.
No. I missed one.
Only real hope.
Okay, Erica.
This is news or no.
Do you realize how ridiculous it is to insult me using your name?
I'm taking back my power.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the program. Congrats to George, I don't know how to say his last name, Guntas. He became the internet's daddy on Father's Day because he was crowned the winner of the Lower East Side's Pedro Pascal lookalike contest.
Oh, and he really looked like him.
He did. I thought it was Pedro at first.
What's wrong with you? And I'm looking at Slacker, not Aaron.
This is really a thing.
Thank you.
Can I just say, I know it's too late.
They have so many lookalike contests. It's so funny.
I know,
funny.
But we put up an Instagram post asking for our doppelgangers and literally got nothing, right?
No, nobody looks like. You got someone's like, is it like hairdresser or someone? Or like a baseball coach or something?
Okay, did anybody else get anything else?
No, I don't think so.
I just really wanted to see. There's got to be other people.
We don't look like anyone else.
Okay, but this guy looks enough like Pedro. Would you sleep with him?
Yeah. He looks like an older Pedro.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Answer's still yes.
Okay. All right. So congrats to him.
Yeah.
Then.
He won $50 and a year supply of burritos.
That's incredible. I need to find a lookalike contest.
Like life goals? That's what you want to do?
It's so silly. You don't need a big prize, but a lifetime supply?
A year supply.
Year supply.
Well, what is that? One burrito a week, probably.
Probably.
Because they tell you what they think.
Maybe one a day. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, no, it's like you get really disappointed. Like, we should do Game Show Glory again, where people are like, lifetime supply of Mop and Glow, and they give you like five bottles. They're like, yeah, just use less.
Okay.
They don't give you a bunch.
50 burritos would still cost me a lot of money.
I know, but you're gonna burn out on burritos pretty hard.
I have to eat a burrito every week. Yeah.
Once a week, no way.
You wouldn't burn out?
No.
No.
From the same place?
No. Good evening.
Good evening.
There's something that a lot of people are doing that is really dangerous, and it's time to stop, boys. Mm-hmm. Peeing in the shower.
Do not. We all have nopes. Just throw it. You're saying.
Why is it dangerous? I want to know, though.
Because I'm going to say this.
Also, it's actually worse for women than it is for men.
Why?
Because you're training your bladder that it's okay to empty while standing.
You're Pavloving yourself.
Right, for women. For boys, you're just. You shouldn't do
Hold
it.
Up. So,
hold on.
Research says don't do it.
Cut it out.
No. Hold on.
Knock it off. Science says.
So you just don't like it that we pee in the shower?
No, I just actually think it's worse for women than it is for men. Because it's bad for our like pelvic floor and stuff. And then like sometimes it just trains your body, like you said, Pavlov's dogs, to
whatever
pee when the shower turns on.
So then you're afraid that next time you're at a waterfall, you're going to go like, oh, I have to pee.
Well, I'm not afraid.
I'll get in the water and go.
Gross. Have you peed in a pool?
No, not in a pool.
It's time to be honest.
I pee in the shower every time, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, when I was a kid, yeah. I don't do that now.
No. As an adult?
No. No.
Have you peed in a lake?
Yeah. I'm not a lake person.
I've never done a pool.
Oh my God, it's so different.
I always thought the water would change color. So I never did it.
Peeing in a lake is awesome.
A lake or the river, yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't change.
Pee in a crick.
Okay. You know he says crick just to get people angry, right? Okay. Well, I've peed in a pool.
Okay.
I've peed my neighbor Josh. He has a pool across the street.
You peed in Josh's pool?
I would never pee in, because if anybody's got the chemical.
It's him, for sure.
That's not real, right? That was a myth that we all made up, or our parents made up, or whoever, and it's not real.
But Josh has it.
There are kids listening, and it's very real.
It's so real.
Zucker wasn't even in the pool, though. He was standing
out. I'm the Texas kid here.
Get after it. Good evening.
Good evening.
The number one movie from this past weekend
Come on.
How to Train Your Dragon comes in first place. And I know there's a personal connection. Clearly, you two are excited.
Obsessed with that.
I did not go see it, but my daughter saw it. And I shared the text with the group. Mm-hmm. She sent a text saying, I want an effing dragon. And I was like, winning as a parent. My daughter used the F word in the exact right spot.
Yeah.
With the right amount of emotion. Like,
and so about something so lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in the market for a dragon. If you guys know where I can get a dragon.
Komodo? Dragon, maybe?
No. I went on Amazon and
Toothless
they don't have them.
Toothless is really cute.
What is?
Toothless.
Yeah.
He's so
Did you go see it?
Cute. I haven't seen it yet, but I would love to.
So this is a remake of the live action of
the same
story that we know. Okay.
Could I point out that the original movie isn't that old?
It feels very soon to be doing a live action of it. Like they haven't tackled everything else, but Toothless is so.
I mean, it came out in 2010.
I guess that's 15 years. Okay.
Okay. I digress.
I have good news and I have bad news. We have time for more stories.
Ooh.
The bad news is we have time for more stories.
I only have a sad one.
Okay, go.
Eric Dane, actor McSteamy, if you will.
Oh, man. Now, how are we going to get out of this? Does somebody have a good one?
He's also in Euphoria. Have they filmed that? Is he going to be able to be in it?
Well, I mean,
he's an important person in that. He's had a crazy plot
line. Well, so is the other dude who's dead.
Well, we can't bring him back.
Him out.
Yeah.
But, so
did he already die in the show?
No, but I think they were writing it. That's how long it's been since we've had a season.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe I can tell the people what's happening with Eric Dane.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
He's been talking about his ALS diagnosis, and he actually just shared that, like, one side of his body is just...
So he's not going to be in anything. He's ALS happens so fast.
Mm-hmm. It happened so fast. So fast.
Tiak, do you have anything to save this?
Good evening.
Oh, no.
Good evening.
America's voted. What do you think their least favorite vegetable is?
Broccoli.
No, Brussels sprouts.
Broccoli not on the list. Brussels sprouts is coming in last place. The turnip. Boo!
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't really want you guys to agree when I make this next statement.
Trust me, we won't.
No, you will.
Okay.
I look really tired today. Yeah, exactly. There you go. And it's actually Slacker's fault. Not in a weird way. Not in a weird way.
Your fiancé's out of town, right?
He is.
Mm. So I kept her up all night,
no,
I guess.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, you wouldn't answer my calls.
How is it?
You guys have each other's phone numbers?
No.
Dang it.
How is it your fault?
I'd like to try to guess for how could I... Because you're worried about me. You're sad for me. You're...
That's really cute.
No,
she
I'm
does
not
get sad.
Thinking
it's
of
so
you
weird.
At all, except one thing you told me could happen.
Stop, because your fiance's out of town? Did he scare you into...
Yes!
I did?
You?
The windows!
Yes!
No!
Aaron remembers this conversation. You went into great detail of how someone was going to break into my basement.
No, I said how someone would break into a random basement. You just happen to live in the ratchet part of town where that might happen.
It's not ratchet. It's just not gated.
Okay.
Okay. I did not sleep for the last 3 days.
No.
Because I keep hearing sounds and being like, well, this is it. Someone's breaking into my basement and there's nothing I can do about it.
Right. So just accept it. Sleep. Sleep soundly like it's the last sleep
you're
ever going
to
get.
Do you have a door to your basement?
Yeah, I barricaded it.
I was going to say, do you have a lock on it? Yeah.
No lock on it, okay. But I barricaded it with...
Barricaded it with what?
Like our table, our dining room table. And
you moved it in front of the basement door.
Yeah. Because then at least if they push through, I'm going to hear it and wake up and be able to call 911.
I've got the dining room table in front of the basement. I've got the bed in front of the main door. The couch. No, I'm mad.
What are you... And that's my fault.
Yes.
Because I'm preparing you. You have window wells. This is all I told you.
I know. I had no... I didn't even consider...
Yeah.
Window wells.
They jump down in the window.
Exactly. And then they break open
they break
the window.
Yeah.
And then that's that. And
well, that's
there
what?
I go.
They don't want you. I mean, they might. But like, you look really tired.
I'm so tired.
No, I'm like, I thought I was helping.
No.
Like, get glass break things downstairs. That's all I was trying to tell you.
What are glass break things?
Oh, like alarms?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You just get things that will like, because like everybody, look, I don't endorse an alarm company, but like Simply Safe is one of those alarm mm-hmm. companies, and they go, we put the little sensor on all your windows, so if somebody opens your window, you'll know, and you'll be like, somebody's in your house. No, they can't open your window
because it's locked.
Yes,
they're breaking.
They break the window. Yeah. So having window sensors is the stupidest thing in the world, unless you leave all your windows unlocked. You need glass break sensors. You need things in your house that, like, if it goes, it goes, hey, that's not a regular sound.
And there was a cutting board up on our fridge and it fell on me the other night. I feel like that would have triggered the glass break sound.
That would have absolutely triggered it, and the cops would have come, and you would have been laying there in a puddle of your, and it would have been good, right? You're
well,
laying
it didn't
there.
Kill me. I'm
oh,
here.
Dang. I thought I set it up the right way.
No.
So explain.
Like, I worry about everything, and now it's impeding on my sleep.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, since we had this discussion last week, why haven't you put in alarms yet? Do you just not want to sleep?
Me thing to do.
It's rather, let's just blame Slacker for her problems.
No, like I don't even know where to start with that. I'd say that's that falls under the fiance list.
But I mean, I just told you what to do.
So I'm gonna have to look them up. I'm not gonna be able to set them up.
Yes, you lick them on the back and like stick them to things. No, I think they have like a little thing.
What?
Does anybody have all an alarm in their house? Don't
glass break alarms?
So many, really.
Yes.
Just so
don't
many.
Answer that, like. But well, like
now, I'm gonna
or
have to...
especially for the basement door, just get a child lock on it. Because then, when you go to bed, you just lock the door, and then they can get in, and they're in the basement. And they come up, and then they just can't get out of the basement because it's locked from that side.
Oh my gosh, you're
what if
a
they
genius.
Have children? If they have children, they know how to get in.
No, it's on.
No,
it's outside.
It's on the other side.
Latches that you swing around.
Oh.
So if it's one of those knobs.
I'm learning so much today.
I'm probably breaking into your house
no!
later on tonight.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
The Odyssey app has all of our OPPs.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get it?
You download it.
From
AUDACY.
How do you get it? It's an app.
Okay, Grandpa.
Okay. Yeah. This is an OPP we're about to do. What's it about?
We've got Alan today. He's got a question about meeting the parents for the first time.
Ooh.
Okay. Alan?
Yay.
What's going on? You ready to take that big step?
Well, so listen, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 6 months now.
Okay.
I came out as gay years ago, but it, you know, was much more recent for, much more recent for my boyfriend. Anyways.
Okay.
We're planning on visiting his parents' house for a weekend to meet them for the first time. And he's already warned me not to get too like handsy or affectionate while we're there.
Mm-hmm.
Like not at all, or like
not in front of family.
Let's not make out on the couch.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll say this: he's never introduced a boyfriend to his parents before, and he feels like they'll both be a little bit uncomfortable. So it's really, I mean, it's almost everything. It's, you know, like being affectionate in general. Almost. Okay.
Like is he specifically saying, if we're walking into a restaurant, don't hold my hand? Like, has he gotten down to that far?
More or less. Holding hands, kissing, kind of like asking me to basically like not do any of that.
Do you do that like here?
Like normally?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't think any more so than any other couple. Like, you know, it's just as you do. Like,
well, because there are some people that just like no PDA at all.
Right.
I don't understand those people.
I don't either. I want to be like,
get after it.
Yeah.
See, I'm closer to one of those. I'm not fully that way, but especially even with parents still, like married, we've been married almost a decade, have kids, all that stuff. And I still feel, I mean, there's certain, like, I wouldn't grab her butt. Like, I would hold her hand, absolutely, but I wouldn't.
In front of her father specifically, right?
Specifically.
I've always felt very strange. Like we have an understanding, her father and I, right? It's like, I know that you know that I know, but I'm not going to like rub your face in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Like there's a level of respect with parents and then there's this.
So, but is this that? That's what I'm saying. Like, I've had a super affectionate girlfriend and my parents are pretty like one generation off of farm people. And I remember driving up to Longmont going, you're going to dial that back a little bit.
Oh,
like you got to dial it back. You can't like go for a crotch grab. I'm like, you know what I'm saying.
Who's going for a crotch grab in front of mom anyway?
Well, I mean, but also there's something healthy. You're going to be mad at me. There's something healthy. I kind of want I know if it was my daughter, I'd want to twist the guy's head off.
Right.
But at the same time, I want her in a loving, affectionate relationship.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think your boyfriend, Alan, would be like, don't you want to show, doesn't he want to show his parents, like, look, I love this guy.
And I'm super happy.
Yes. And we're like,
mm-hmm.
we like, wasn't dinner great? Here's a smooch. Like,
and that's, for me, in my experience, it's changed once we've had kids a little bit, because if there is a little flirting, then especially grandmas go, oh, maybe there's going to be another grandkid.
Oh, God.
You know, are like, you for real? Kind of
like, yes. So, but they like the like what Slacker's saying. It's like, oh, you guys are loving and flirting, but I still have the like, but your parents and we should be a little more formal.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan, I have to, I'll be the one who asks the uncomfortable thing.
What?
Do you think if he was straight, he would have had this conversation? Or do you think he's just afraid of rubbing his sexuality in his parents' face?
Well, I don't really know. It just, for me, it feels like he's trying to hide me. And if I'm not able to act normally, it's going to be like his parents won't meet the real me. They're not going to see, like, well, because I do feel like we love each other. And that's why I'm going to meet his parents, because that sounds crazy, but I'm going to do it.
So he's still, I mean, I do love that he's out.
And he's
willing
you
to
home.
Bring you. But then it's like,
do you have any idea what his parents are like? Have you FaceTimed? Have you? No.
No,
like,
that's a great question. Like are
has
they,
there been any sort of like, do you get the feeling that he might be more conservative for them than you even need to be?
I guess I don't really know. Maybe okay. That's a good question for me to turn around and ask.
Yeah.
Because it's not really, you know, I don't ask too many questions. I try to go with the flow and let life. Take me where it leads me, and it's led me to him, so I gotta be pretty happy about it.
Real quick, 303-222-5423, if you've been in this situation, like, do you dial it back out of respect? And is this because he's recently out? And it's like, I kind of get maybe he's babysitting. Like, I'm picturing, it's the difference between having parents in Boulder and having Iowa parents. Do you know what I mean? It's like Boulder, super progressive or whatever. It's like, who cares? But like one generation off the farm, they're like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm from California. I know. I grew up there, but my fiance is from the Midwest. So I did have a little bit of like his parents. I don't know if I've seen them hold hands or kiss.
Right. So you dial it.
I met them the first time, obviously we weren't like making out. But I made a point to be like, no, we're going to keep holding hands and like kissing and they'll get used to it.
I never wanted to, like, my wife was from Brazil. South American women tend to be very demonstrative, and I never got comfortable having her kiss me in front of my dad.
At all?
At all.
Not even just a
Not
smooch?
At all. Mm-hmm. Because my parents just like, in my estimation, my parents had relations 4 times. Because there are 4 kids. Like, they're just not, they don't strike me as like.
But like, you know, that's not how
I
that works.
I don't know that. Well, I don't know.
I have a question, so I don't know. So forgive me if this is wrong. But you said this is the first boy that he's brought home. So is it in his mind, like, I brought girls home when I was 15, 16, like, and I've gotten through that. So is he just reverting back to like, I've never done this before. And so let's just take it easy, just like I would have when I was 16, but I'm assuming you're not 16. So I don't know that makes it okay. Does that, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
he
hasn't done this before.
It goes back to a new experience.
Right.
And yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe, but like at the end of the day, it just makes me feel like maybe I shouldn't even go. And that,
don't do that, Alan.
No, because you want to support him.
And I hate that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he is thinking about it from your side. What it feels like to be told, I know you love me and I know, and I want, and I love you and I want you to meet my parents, but act like somebody else when we're there.
Maybe the compromise is like this one time you really pull back,
but then,
and then the
like,
next time,
because it is
it's full force.
Yeah, it is the first time.
Right.
So
I know. But then also like if I were the parents, I would think, well, these guys don't even like each other. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like if Alan's not being himself, you're like, what are you seeing? This guy's a dud. Because Alan's going to be can I touch his hand? Can you imagine second guessing the things you just naturally do?
Yeah.
Like, oh God, I accidentally touched his butt. Like, you'd be awkward the whole time. So, Alan, hang on. We're going to get you some advice. I just can't imagine. It's
that,
got to be the hardest
you
thing.
That did really made him nervous.
I think it did. So that's why I have him on hold. But that's exactly how you would be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're trying, it's a terrible analogy, but if you're trying to like, if I'm trying to not curse, if I went to see, and it's like, you guys know me when we're not on the air.
Yeah.
if I'm not cursing, then what am I even saying?
Something's wrong for sure. Yeah.
And I would just come off as awkward.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're not teenagers. And even you and your kids, you're imagining them, but your kids are teenagers. It's like you have to imagine them 10, 15 years from now.
Yes.
And they're adults, and there is a different level of, like, you would expect hand-holding, kissing,
at
or whatever.
Least.
Yeah, flirting. Yeah.
Crotch grabs.
Yeah.
What do you mean at the least? Like, what's the most to you?
You're listening, honey. You can throw one in.
All right, Alan's about to meet the parents, or is he? And his boyfriend has said, no touching, no PDA at all. What should he do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out. This is a really interesting situation. Alan has a boyfriend. His boyfriend is out of the closet, but not like...
It's fresh.
Yeah, it's new.
And he's going to meet the parents. Alan is going to... And his boyfriend is like, yeah, you're absolutely going to meet my parents. But when we get there, don't be you.
Well, he said, when we get there...
Don't be affectionate.
No PDA.
Yeah.
But that's him.
I know.
Like, I don't know how, I would not want to have the constraint of just, even like if you said, don't say the word kumquat. Well, it doesn't come up in my everyday thing, but then the whole time I'll be thinking, don't say kumquat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it would just change who I was for the whole visit.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So now he's thinking about not going at all.
Hmm. That's not the answer though, because that's limiting your entire relationship. When this might just be a little, you know, a little blip.
Yeah.
What?
Jen?
Yay.
What do you think?
So, considering the whole situation, it's very fresh for his boyfriend. And I would think that he would be a little more patient. And his parents. His parents have just come into this whole world with their son, and it takes a lot for a lot of parents to really take in what is going on.
Yeah.
So I mean, there needs to be patience on all sides, and it's not easy. And it's I think it's just something that Ellen will have to let slide for one moment, one time, and see if, you know, if the original introductions go well,
then maybe
they can open up a little bit more. But yeah. I think being proper and respectful, at least from the get-go, is very ideal. And it's not just for same-sex couples. It's for double genders too.
I do think this isn't because of that.
No.
It is... It's probably more difficult for the dad to like accept it, but
or
it doesn't
to see it.
Right.
Like they can accept it, but then also seeing it.
But again, like I said, with my dad, he didn't want to see
anything. Right.
He didn't want to see his like getting handsy or anything. So thank you for the call, Jen. B.
Hi.
What do you think?
So I think Alan should go to the boyfriend's family's house and respect his wishes. I was also in that same situation.
Okay.
And it actually took me 2 to 3 years before I could actually tell my family, mainly because of the way I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I got told is it was wrong. So it was hard for me to tell them. And it gave me a low-key identity crisis, which is probably what the boyfriend's dealing with, right?
Yeah.
The second thing is I knew once I told my family that I was with a female, because I am a female, that I was going to lose my family. And that was a really big fear. So that took me 2 to 3 years to say, hey, I'm okay parting ways. Which ended up happening to me. I ended up losing my family once I told them, but I think you should respect that because it has nothing to do with Alan as a person. I'm sure you're an amazing guy. I think the boyfriend just has a lot of internal issues and it's going to take him time to tell his family.
Yeah,
you can't force your point of view.
No, and it's hard not to take this personally because it does feel, I'm assuming to Alan, like you're trying to hide me when it's like maybe I grew up in a different... Yeah. Airy, I don't know.
And the boyfriend has told his parents.
Yeah.
He's
just
out.
The next step of like.
Yeah, coming out is one thing, but then coming out like out.
Right.
Is like, it's just bigger. Like, and again, I think this applies to non-same-sex couples. Like,
totally.
Hey, I have a girlfriend. Also, she does terrible things to me when we're alone. And like, okay. You don't have to put it all. It's like, right now, she's just a girl who I'd like you to meet. She doesn't
they're
have
not,
to.
They're not terrible. I like them.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. But I don't want to see them.
Yeah. Thank you, B. Sorry about your family. Judy.
Yeah, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Hi. So here's the thing. I have really strict parents. I don't have any skin in this game, but I think you just have to respect your host. You know, you have your whole lives to be yourselves with each other. Yeah. You know, you can hold hands. You can be close to each other, but you know, just respect who you're with. Just, you know, anywhere you go. I mean, my parents were very non-kissy. And, you know what, just let that be. Just let them be who they are. They'll let you be who you are. They know what's going on. Hmm. They can see what's happening. Just let that be.
I like this outlook a little bit.
So you just, okay.
But like she said, like, let them be who they are, you be who you are.
They don't want to see you touching or loving on each other. They know what's going on. Just let them be.
Don't rub it in their face.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Hopefully they'll let you be who you are, but you don't have to do that in front of them. When my brother brought home a girlfriend, we're not a kissy family. He brought home a girlfriend who was kissy and holding his hand and touching. I was awkward. I was young and I was awkward. So we got to let people be who they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say like watching anyone kiss anyone is a little awkward?
Yeah, you don't have to not be gay. You just have to not be.
I kind of like it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. This is a glorious day for me because you know how the two girls on the show have always kind of aligned against me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a little wrinkle here that's going to put them against each other.
Yeah.
Where's T-Hat going to fall on it though?
Switzerland. He does his little cute little brown eyed thing over there. It's like, I don't know. I don't like it when everybody fights.
Nailed it again, boss.
Where do you fall, Slacker? More with Aaron, more with me.
I'm not going to say. Where do you think I fall?
You're a stirrer.
I am a stirrer. And I think you'll be surprised at whose side I'm on this one.
Okay.
I don't know if you've noticed this. Here it is. Newsflash. Halloween is here.
No.
Woo! Yeah.
Did you hear that? No. That is Aaron clapping. And
it
that
is
was
too early. It's not even too early. We're in an entire season behind. We're not even into the season. Like, we're not even into summer.
Right. You're right.
I mean, we are, but we're not.
We're not.
When does summer officially start?
This
20
weekend?
Something?
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone kind of has Memorial Day as like the kickoff of summer.
Because that's when the pools open.
Yeah, but I agree. We're not really in the thick of it.
We're technically, scientifically not in it.
We're in spring, and Halloween is definitely a fall holiday, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're two seasons behind.
Yeah, but I hate summer. So I would gladly skip
you
over
hate
it.
So, oh,
it is my least favorite season.
Is that because you're an albino?
Yeah.
Okay.
First of all, don't be mean to my friend.
Oh, there it is.
But second of all, it's not time for Halloween.
Okay. So why can't, like, I'm willing to sit as judge and jury here and Tia can be, what's the name of the bailiff?
Yeah, I don't know.
Bailiff?
Well, there's that dude. What's the bailiff? Was it Rusty?
Get to crack wise every once
Judge
in a
Judy
while.
Judy or whatever?
May I go first?
You may approach the bench.
Thank you. I am approaching.
why is it too soon?
It is too soon because if you start rushing things like Halloween into full-blown summer or spring, then what are we doing? We're just rushing our life. What's next? Is Thanksgiving going to be in September? Is Christmas going to be also in September? I feel like we're just speeding through life and we're not enjoying the moments that we have.
Okay. And I believe, and I don't want to put words into your mouth, Erica, but I believe you said you called yourself somewhat of a
holiday purist.
Yeah, define holiday purist.
It just means I want to celebrate the holiday in the season it's meant to be celebrated. There's got to be a crispy leaf on the ground for us to be celebrating Halloween. And it needs to not be about 100 degrees out.
Okay.
Rest my case.
Aaron?
I'm waiting for her to walk away from me. Right. May I approach?
Okay, you may approach. Okay. This has gotten way. Yeah, where are you? Bailiff? Restrain her!
Like Foley.
Run in!
What was that?
Just trying to
Is that a leaf falling on the ground?
Okay. Okay. Why should we start this soon? Yep. I mean, oh, sorry. Feels like I almost took a side there.
Because you should do, I agree with Erica, life is short. You need to celebrate what you can. And if I enjoy Halloween, I'm going to celebrate it year round because it brings me joy because life is short.
She used my own words against
me. The judge is supposed to say that part.
Can I object?
Yeah, of course.
She actually wasn't speaking.
You're the judge.
Yeah, but I think what you're doing, and I know that this comes up a lot, you're using the dead sister, dead dad card.
I haven't said
anything. It was so implied, though. You're like,
I did not say it. Erica said, life is short. And I said, yeah, it is.
Sure is.
With all the carnage around me, let me celebrate now just in case. Exactly. Like, that's unfair.
I never said it.
I know you didn't
you
say it, but...
You assumed it.
Okay, bailiff?
It was implied.
Way implied. Okay, so when would you like to see it, Erica? Would you like... Is there a holiday... calling yourself a holiday purist, mm-hmm. does that mean we have to get one done? Like,
yeah.
We got to get through Valentine's Day before we think about St. Patty's Day.
You guys, we are skipping both. If we start Halloween now, we're skipping 4th of July.
Okay.
And Labor Day weekend.
Okay, so we're just jumping right over those bad boys. There's right. no room for red, white, and blue stuff because orange stuff is already out. Is that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I not helping you with your point?
I'm a huge decorator.
Because Tiak went to a store and it's out, right?
Yo, yeah. I did not see any 4th of July stuff. I only saw
really?
Halloween stuff. Yeah. It was like we just blew
yeah.
past it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I could see that.
But I wonder if I would have gone 3 months ago if I would have seen 4th of July stuff. Are we just that
off schedule?
So
you need to be buying
schedule?
Your 4th of July stuff on Easter? We lost the plot!
I'm just a prayer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know how long Eric has worked here, and I don't think we need to do the math. But remember when we were in the process of interviewing?
Mm-hmm.
We all kind of didn't know how to, like, legally, you're not allowed to go, like, how old are you? And what religion are you? And, like, like, there's so many questions you're not allowed to ask, right?
Yeah.
Where is this going?
Well, one of the questions that the three of us had, myself, T-Hack, and Aaron, was with everybody, when do we get to know the thing that you're hiding?
Yeah, that was a big one. The other shoe is what we referred to a lot.
You asked me about the other shoe.
See, I can ask some of the questions.
Because he's in no position of authority whatsoever.
Right. And you asked it well. You said, what is your other shoe? Yes. Yeah. Not like, when's it gonna drop?
Yeah, no, it was just like, and you answered, I don't know, it's just sometimes I'm too compassionate. Or something stupid
that. It's that I'm really specific about my work. And I am, but I don't know if you guys have seen that yet. I get
specific.
Real...
specific. No, like you are. There are times when you're like, you'll bark orders at me, and I'm like,
"That's not specific, though."
No, that's just what I meant, though.
But like, she's like a taskmaster, and it's like, you know, I haven't forgotten. I got it. I promise. I'm not mad at it. I think
she's hyper focused.
So focused, and it's just
and
like
it can be annoying.
No, it's not annoying. I think it's cute. I just want to pat your head.
Okay.
No,
that's not demeaning at all.
Oh, you know what you're doing? I know what you're doing because you know what I'm going to do and you're trying to find a way out of it.
But you got it wrong.
I didn't. It doesn't matter if I got it wrong or not. So I think a shoe just fell.
Oh, no. Which I want to say, I like how she answered it because I know the adage is if you're in a job interview, any question, you're supposed to flip it into a positive. What's your greatest weakness? Yes. You're like, I just work too hard.
Right.
And you're like, and I hate that personally because I feel like at this point, we know what you're doing. Yeah. Everyone knows that's the thing.
Yes.
So just be honest. Stop it. Be honest.
And I have a huge cocaine habit, and I hope that it doesn't spill over into my job. That's honest.
Right. It'd be refreshing.
Right. Yes. Yeah. But she doesn't, apparently.
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good there.
So her fiancé is out of town.
Yeah.
Mm.
Has been.
And
he's a has-been? What? Wow.
There it is. You're starting to see what I'm talking about.
Moving on fast.
As soon as he's away, she starts talking crap.
No, he has been out of town for a few days.
And she's a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Which is concerning to me because she's so focused and work-centric that
like
I don't...
She's previously said that she's been like pretty independent on like with previous relationships and...
Oh, there just weren't previous relationships. I was just
alone. You've had relationships
no, I have,
and situationships.
Like, most of my adult life, a situationship? You better be good at being alone and during those.
Right, that's okay. So, okay.
Yeah.
But you suddenly, you're like kind of worthless.
Yeah. No notes.
Okay. And she comes in and says, I finally realized with my fiance out of town, I realize how much I rely on assistance. Okay. Now, how do you take that?
Did she or did she not
just call her fiancé an assistant?
Yes.
Or does he give assistance?
Oh, say, hold on. Say
I
it
said,
again.
I think exactly I said, I realize how much I rely on assistance.
Assist. That sounds like TS.
It does. Assistance. Does it not sound like TS?
But how would you say the other word? Assistance?
Maybe just I miss him.
Join me in the slow clap. Okay. Give everybody a shoe. Yeah.
I tell him every day that I miss him.
Yeah.
But
you miss your assistant.
I miss that he typically cooks dinner for me.
Like an assistant would.
No, that would be a chef.
Right.
Thank goodness
your
I
assistant.
Didn't come in here saying I miss my chef.
Don't you think that's weird that she thinks of her fiance as an assistant?
No, I don't think that.
Why aren't you defending that point? Instead, you're over here talking about how you miss him, but like you haven't.
I do miss him. I don't. I said assistants.
Right.
With the dog, with the house, with food. Those are big things.
Sounds like he's a catch-all type of assistant.
Yeah, and also you're also making it sound like he doesn't assist you. Like he does it.
What?
Yeah.
Like he cooks dinner.
Like not, you.
Not
you.
Other shoe coming in hot. Right?
No, we cook dinner together, but I don't like cooking meat.
So if you
how
like
many
to,
shoes you got, Erica?
So many.
We are hiring for an assistant for Erica. She will treat you like crap. You're a little bit like what's the Devil Wears Prada right now? You're just like. Like snapping your
name, Miranda or something.
Is it Glenn Close? Is that who plays?
No,
it?
It's Meryl Streep.
Oh, Meryl Streep. Okay,
same difference.
Also,
I get confused.
No, I'm not.
You are, Now, here's what she tried to do just before we came on the air. She's trying to lay it on me. Like, I heard it wrong. He's like, you should have heard CE instead of TS. And I'm like, you said assistance. I need my assistance.
No, I said.
You said, I crave more assistance.
Assistance.
No, you didn't. No.
No, I didn't pronounce it like that. But that's the word I was saying. Can you say both words for me, Aaron? It's going to sound.
I have to focus.
Let's see if we can get you an assistance. Well, let me ask you this. Would this be a weird time to ask for Dane's phone number? Because I don't have it.
I am not.
Just give me his phone number. I have a few things. I want to talk to him about unrelated stuff, lawn care. And maybe he could give me some assistance with that, like a good assistant.
I don't see the difference.
Assistance, assistant.
Right, but I put it on the end.
Please, I'm just going to leave it to the listeners. Has the other shoe dropped?
No.
Or not? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I know I'm supposed to be talking about the thing, but real quick, Tiak, are you on their side?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
This room is insane.
Or.
Is there? Okay. It could
majority
be.
Majority wins.
Okay. Okay. Mm. But also, I'm almost never wrong.
You're also. Lame.
You were gonna say something like old as hell, or like unmarriable, or
no,
you were gonna throw some
very
sort of
marriable. Oh. You're hard to stay married too.
Yikes!
Those,
I was just
those
research.
Views don't represent the entirety of this side of the room.
Oh. Research.
I
says.
Just read a thing, and we were talking about it off air. There are. Most, and I need to understand this, when you're making a purchase, if you're like starting to make a purchase on your phone, it's like, ooh, I was thinking about getting a new TV, and you're like looking and it's like, oh, these are like $500. It's like, oh, better switch to the laptop.
Well, mm-hmm. I would never even start to look at a TV on a phone.
Same.
Yeah.
Are you insane? Yeah. You go to the internet on your phone is the exact same internet that's
it's
on
different.
Your. It's how is it different? It's
sometimes the mobile pages are not configured as easily as well as for your laptop.
Is it okay? So explain to me, is it a dollar amount? Wait, what makes something like so like you, the fact that you got a little cringy when I said you're looking at a TV on your phone? What like why would that be weird? You're driving along, you're like stopped, you're waiting to pick somebody up at the airport and you're like, I got some time
to kill.
I was like,
why would I be looking at a TV
driving? My car has autopilot.
Okay. I think you're still not supposed to do that. Oh, but
yeah. So what would make you, what's the criteria is what I need to understand. Is it a life?
It is value. It's importance. So both like dollar value or
like time.
If it's something that I want to buy only once, I want to make sure I get a good quality one. I don't know.
That's what it is for me. It's once. Like clothing, I'll buy more shirts. So I'll do that on whatever. But a TV, I'm
you
gonna,
could buy clothes on
a phone. Yeah, for sure.
Totally.
Okay. Because if it's wrong, I can just return it, or it's like less of a hat. But
you
a
do
TV,
the same thing with a TV.
No, you got mm-hmm. You got once it's out of the box, it's yours. You're not getting it back in.
Yes, you are.
No,
oh my
not.
God. Yes, you are. I can get it back in
everywhere. Like
yes,
no way.
I can get it back in. Nobody nobody puts it back in like me.
That's not what I've heard. But
we're
sorry.
Doing the wedding thing again, aren't we?
No.
Okay. You know you can buy TVs on Amazon, right?
Yeah. It doesn't feel right. I need to look at the reviews. And I'm pretty mm-hmm. much only looking at reviews on a laptop.
Yeah.
There are reviews on Amazon. Get your phones out right now. You can still see. Like
you did you know you can go to Amazon on your laptop?
Yes, but if... I need to get my brain around what the deal is.
It feels like I need the different delivery drivers too for a TV. Not I don't want just the Amazon van.
Are
I
you insane?
Like, I need like the real, like the Geek Squad's gonna come and drop it off. Maybe white glove it.
Right.
They're not gonna just hide it behind the planter like the Amazon.
Dude,
people
my last couple TVs have been from Amazon. And just like dude, just easy breezy. Hello.
I think you're in like a very, very you're in the minority by a lot.
303-222-5423. Am I crazy or are they like
you're buying a flight on your phone?
100%.
Ah.
Like, oh, no. We need to go to Austin. Southwest goes there. Doot, open the Southwest app, hit that, and it brings all the Austin flights up. Ooh. These are direct. You're like, doot, 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 done.
No, like, how do you know they're giving you the best deal? They're just telling you the price, and you're just going, okay.
No, I'm with him.
Yeah. What about kayak?
Okay, great. Okay. Does kayak have an app?
I don't know. I've never used
kayak.
I do
Google flights.
That's what I do, too. Yep. I just put it in Google, yeah.
Guess, you know, Google has an app.
It's not configured right. But I can't look at it the same.
Okay. Is it, to me, this all started with Erica, like, on the verge of ageism, jumping me, saying that it was because I'm old. This feels like you guys are old. Because, like, you need the font bigger. That's honest to God what you're saying.
It's not the font bigger. It's I am an idiot, and I want to make sure I'm not one of the people that's going to... Like, what are some of the cities? They say, like, Dublin, Wisconsin instead of Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah, but if it's $300, it's not Dublin, Ireland. Like,
what if it's a really good deal that I got off of Google Flights?
Okay, but you would not. Okay.
You wouldn't know. Phones compress everything, they use the codes rather than the city name. It's just.
So if you were to buy, you could buy $300 worth of stuff off of Amazon as long as it was $300 worth of small things. But as soon as it's one big $300 thing, it's a no-go.
If it's over $100, I'm using my laptop.
I'll even do the thing where I buy it on the laptop and then I'll leave the tab open.
Yep.
For like a good week or two.
Yes. Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I thought I was alone on
that. No, I'm with you.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't do it every day. That's why we call it.
Occasional
ditty.
Dirt. Odd.
Here's the thing. We should practice that. Like, it was kind of cool. We like it started to become like an in the round thing. Right. Like, row, row, row your boat, run lay down the stream. No, you're supposed to go, you coming on row.
Row.
Yeah, dude.
I start what? I start over?
Yeah.
You never heard row, row,
try
row your
again,
boat?
Try it again.
Okay, but I pointed too soon. Row, row, row your boat, gently down the stream. Row, merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Row, row.
And then, like, everybody's
singing it
now. What are we doing?
I don't like doing children's nursery rhymes while also talking about ditty.
Yeah. I think we could do ODD the dirt.
Gently down the baby oil.
Oh my gosh.
There's something here, everyone. Let's hope this trial lasts long enough for us to write this smash hit. ODD the dirt? You guys.
That doesn't even make sense.
Because it's like ATM machine. Because the dirt is at the end
exactly.
and the thing.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, so what's the occasional ditty dirt today?
Well, the big news is that one juror was dismissed from the case. So there was one juror who they said...
Juror number six.
Lack of candor. Oh, no, I did it again. Candor.
Yep.
There you go.
And what does candor mean again?
Jesus! Have we started a master list
of
the words that make...
Well, they were dismissed because they had a lack of...
They were lying candor. About where they lived, I think.
Yes,
He reportedly alternated between saying he lived in the Bronx and New Jersey, so it created questions about his candor.
So but strange.
Do you have a second thing about him? Because I read something about this.
He was replaced by a 57-year-old white accountant from Westchester.
Here's the issue.
What?
That Diddy's trying for another mistrial because they dismissed this dude. I believe, and do not quote me on this, but you can look it up.
Ah.
He's the only black juror.
It was a thinly veiled effort to dismiss a black juror. I don't know if he was the only one. That's just what this says.
Diddy's attorneys, I think, were going like, you bounce this guy, we don't have a jury of our peers at all at this point.
Which is interesting. Mm-hmm. But he was also lying. I was trying to look up
the
if dude, he was.
The juror was lying.
But they don't have to start over if they just bring someone new and he's like, catch me up. Like,
No. They've been in the courtroom. The alternates have to be there the whole time as well. Okay. They're just like on the bench.
Okay. That'd be kind of weird. It'd be
it's like, hey. All right, run it back.
I'm the new guy.
No.
What's for lunch?
They've been in there as alternates, but they're just not in the jury box. I'm going back a day. Did Diddy show up? Did Kanye show up? Sorry.
Yes.
Kanye showed up.
On Friday.
But they didn't let him in or something, maybe? I saw something, but I didn't know what was true and what was not.
This just says he made a short appearance in the courthouse walking through with Diddy's son Christian and voicing support for Combs.
And he wasn't allowed in the courtroom, but left briefly after watching some of the trial on a video monitor in another room. So it probably was full and they were like, we can't accommodate you.
No, I think Diddy has a list. He's allowed to let certain people sit in his family section.
Yeah.
And he didn't put Kanye on the list.
He probably didn't.
Do you think Diddy's lawyer is like, I've got good news and bad news?
You have a supporter.
Someone's here to support you. Oh, who is it? Well,
it's like one of the most hated men in America. Yeah.
But the other thing that, so there's all sorts of rumors about this because whoever was testifying was saying he was dating a girl rapper or something. The girlfriend of a rapper, yes.
Okay.
And they're thinking this is a woman that Diddy and Kanye had in common, and maybe that's why Kanye came. They're like,
oh, interesting.
Like, whoever this Jane Doe who was testifying might be somebody that.
And Kanye came to support her?
Or to make sure she didn't
say too much.
Oh, boy.
So then it's good that he wasn't allowed, for sure.
Yeah. The other thing that happened was that his sons were sharing Father's Day tributes to him this weekend. You know, like, love you and miss you. We're waiting for you at home.
That
Wouldn't
sucks.
Wouldn't you be horrified if that was your dad and all these things were being shared?
Yeah, but I would want to believe that.
He's innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just innocently had 600 bottles of Astroglide.
I'm just saying, I can't imagine what it's like to be one of the kids.
Yeah, it would
and
be awful.
And I hope that they are not involved.
Yeah, and also they're in a weird position. If they don't post anything, it's almost like, oh,
then
they
he's
know.
Guilty.
Yeah, so yeah. They have to kind of, like, they're in an unwinnable spot.
Yeah.
All right, well, to wrap it up, ODD the... We're not going to do it?
No.
Probably not.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of, maybe you should just try harder. You know, think it through and try harder.
Okay.
All right. I've got a story that would probably happen to at least 3 people in this room.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Well, a person in Colorado.
Let's go!
They were trying to... wow. They were trying
think
to...
Think it through. Read the words.
You can do
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, try harder. Okay. They were trying to flee from police.
Okay.
While a cop was sitting next to them in the passenger seat.
How?
I'm very confused.
What?
Denver police officers say that they responded to a crash, found a man unresponsive inside.
Oh.
A white GMC Yukon.
Oh, okay.
The officer got into the car to turn off the engine.
Uh-huh.
And to check on the driver, that's when the person woke up.
What?
And tried to speed off with the officer still inside.
Yeah. I'm in pursuit, except inside the vehicle.
They're on me.
It's the newest sitcom coming to ABC Monday night.
What?
The
oh,
couple.
Man, we got to meet this dude. Yeah. We want to party with this guy.
No. So police quickly... Police quickly jumped into action. Just a few blocks away.
Yeah.
They got him.
You're not going to outrun him.
Okay. No.
Did we see this like on the news? Like, I feel like I should have seen this on the news.
Yeah.
I don't watch the news, so that might be the problem.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, if you know this guy, text us. We want to hang out with him.
Okay.
All right.
All right. My story's out of Ohio.
Oh, T-Hack. Oh. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
What? Huh? Isn't that where you're from?
I've got to say.
Quite. The letters are close.
My fiancé hates Ohio, so he's going to love how dumb this person is. The problem is, I think maybe all of us would do this.
Okay.
Someone crashed their car and blamed it on an unexpected cicada attack.
Oh,
it flew through the windshield.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
It must have flown through the window, not the windshield.
Yeah.
Startled the driver. Yeah. The car flipped onto its side. No one was hurt, but they did crash into a pole.
Oh, yeah.
So officials are saying, just keep your windows up.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, right. I would be done.
I definitely quickly pulled over because a wasp hit my leg, threw it into park without like fully stopping. Like I heard the gears like grind
bad.
But there was a wasp on my leg.
Yeah, yeah, no, you got it. There's a bug in your car?
Yeah.
That's like just blow the car up.
Yep.
I need a new car. So that are we the three? TX out?
No.
A big chunky cicada going, come here, little boy.
We had those in Ohio all the time.
Yeah.
I'm used to it.
Right.
Clearly.
All right. Well, those.
Oh, there you go.
We're all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.